Well, there's not a lot I can do in life apart from talk about football, watch football, go to football, be involved with football, which I still do. But then I realised, well, one day I was walking through Newcastle and I saw people begging, and I realised that what I could possibly achieve was to get people who are sleeping rough, people who are homeless, help them to get a roof over their head. And to achieve that, I had to go to City Council, which I did do. Spoke to Anthony Mundy, who I've known for years, and said, Anthony, we need to do something about people sleeping rough. And he asked me what I wanted to do, and I said, well, the only thing I can think that I'm capable of doing is asking you to give me a building the council own, so we can get those people who are sleeping rough and begging, getting them off the street, getting them into a property, no more than that. They've done better than that. They've spent a lot of money. They've got a facility here that they get fed, they get their breakfast, they get their evening meal. There's lovely beds, as you can see, because we're standing here while we talk. The beds are to my left and to my right. And first I saw the facility was last night. I come up last night. I'd seen it 5 weeks ago when it was just a shell. There was nothing in it. And all credit to the City Council and Dave in particular, the leader. When I asked him to, let's get moving, let's get working, he's moved a lot quicker than I thought he would move, and he probably came as determined as I was to make sure we could try and achieve something for those people that are not so fortunate.
You were just mentioning in your speech before about, you know, going out and speaking to people on the street. What difference do you think it will make to them, some of the people that you met last night?
I went out last night and I was just, it was a little exercise to see how many people were possibly sleeping rough. And I'm any Hanley, and only covered a little area of Hanley, and probably 12, 13 people I spoke to in doorways and whatever they could find somewhere to put the blanket down or whatever they were using, somewhere in a cardboard box. And I just invited them up here, told them where it was. I don't think most of them had heard about it. They certainly, most of them didn't know who I was, and they were looking at me as much as to say, who's this strange guy inviting us to a facility that we know nothing about. But hopefully when the news spreads around and two or three people that did stay here last night go out this morning and tell them how good it was, hopefully we'll be filled in a short period of time. And once we've got them in here, we can possibly help them a little bit further than just the bed and the food. We'll help them a little bit further getting back into the real world, because they're not at this moment in time living in the real world.